Chester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.
So after their shock defeat to bottom of the table Bladen last week, Chester Rugby Club are back at Hare Lane to take on Rotherham Titans in National League 2 North. Rotherham and Chester both closely connected as Rotherham sponsor Chester Club captain Harry Wilkinson. And that support can be seen today with the Titans bringing three coachloads of supporters to Hare Lane today to support Chester's Vice President's charity weekend. Well, Titans are currently one place below Chester in sixth place, and they won at home to Otley 28-21 last Saturday. On the road, though, Titans have lost their last away game to Huddersfield 39-27 at the end of February. So this could be a tricky tie for Chester today, especially all the support Rotherham, of course, are bringing with them today as well. And Chester need to learn from the errors made away at Bladen last Saturday. So the Chester lineup is as follows. Number one is Josh Woods, two is Scott Robinson, three is Tom Fernell, four is Captain Harry Wilkinson, five is Mike Byrne, six is Kyle Joseph, seven is Sean Owen, eight is Luke Cox, number nine Tom Holloway, 10 Liam Grieve, 11 Sean Green, 12 is Jane Hampson, 13 is George Lutus, 14 is Ben Avery, and 15 is Geffen Long. On the bench is Alec Croft, Wade Williams, Jimmy Lloyd, Leo Fraschini, and Charlie Craven. And of course, head coach Guy Ford is here today. We'll be talking to him in the last hour between 5 o'clock and 6. Halftime score here at Hare Lane. It's Chester 12, Rotherham Titans 19. And it all got to a good start from Chester's point of view in the second minute of the game. A try from James Hampson, a great run from midfield, and then was then converted by Liam Reeves. So 7-0 it was. But then Titans came back in the sixth minute after a consistent run from midfield down the left and then making the score 7-5, but they failed to convert their conversion from a tight angle. Then the ninth minute, Chester going further ahead in the ninth minute, a great run down the right hand side, finding Ben Ivory, who crossed the line for a try, but again Liam Reeve failed to convert. So 12-7 was the score then. But then Rotherham starting to insert their game and plan and starting to get really kind of stronger as the game went on. In the 20th minute, a try for them, pushing down the Chester left, which was converted to make the score 12-12. And then 3 minutes later, Titans pulling further ahead with another try, which was converted by Lloyd Hayes to make the score 12-19. So Rotherham finishing stronger as the game went on in the first half, and the stronger going in at half-time. So half-time here at Hare Lane, it's Chester 12, Rotherham Titans 19. Final score here at Hare Lane is Chester 28, Rotherham Titans 38. Although Chester started this second half stronger, they came back in the lead 15-19 it was from the penalty kick in the third minute of the game, and then another penalty kick from Liam Reeve making it 18-19, and then finally another penalty kick 4 minutes later, 12 minutes into the second half, for Chester to retake the lead 21-19 with Liam Reeve converting another. But then the Titans knuckled down and they started to play more rugby in the second half, and they got a try to retake the lead 21-25. And then in the 23rd minute, there was a try for Kyle Joseph after a great run down the right-hand side, which Liam Reeve converted, 28-26 for Chester then to take the lead again. Sean Green went off injured. He was replaced by Charlie Gavin, Craven just after that, should I say. But then it was a push from Titans towards the final part of this second half, putting down the left-hand side to take the lead 28-31. That was then converted to make it 28-33, and then another try again down the right hand side after Chester lost the ball in midfield to make the final score 28-38 in the end. Well, it was a game which really Chester started so well in the first half. 7-0 it was, a try from James Harrison then converted by Liam Reeve. 12-7 they were after the Titans pull one back. And 12-19 was the score at half time. But Chester doing very well. A great game of rugby to entertain the faithful here this afternoon. Not the score that Chester would want. That's two defeats now on the bounce. Final score here at Hare Lane, 28-38. And welcome back to Hare Lane, and I'm with head coach Guy Ford from Chester after the game. So, well, disappointing in the end, the scoreline, 28-38, but going back to the first half, you know, you got off to a good start with that run from a try from James Hampson and then converted by Liam Reeve again, 7-0.
Yeah, it was. We asked a lot of the boys after disappointing week last week. Put a few things right in training, asked them to work hard and not leave anything in the change room, and we started well, and yeah, it looked good. It was a really good try, really good movement of the ball, found an edge where we wanted to, and a lot of what we talked about.
And then they came back into it, didn't they, with a try themselves, which they didn't convert. So 7-5 it was at that particular point. They were starting to get into the game more, weren't they?
Yeah, they're a big physical side, Rotherham, and with a lot of experience. And our key was to try and break the game up and make it a bit sort of less structured. And then they got a try from a mall, which is a little bit frustrating from coaching point of view, but they're going to have their moments in the game. But it was just key to not let them constantly get on the front foot.
So then later on, in the ninth minute of the game, another great run down the right-hand side. Ben Ivory, who I thought was outstanding today, and he got that try, and 12-7.
Yeah, Benny Ivory's been, he's come back, he played for us last season and then came back at Christmas, and has been a real, really good for us for the last couple of months, a real weapon on the wing. Powerful, quick, and got just rewards with a try. Nice crossfield kick from Liam Reeve as well to score in the corner.
That's right, another one from excellent from Liam Reeve. His conversions have been really good this season.
Yes, yeah, he's outstanding off the floor.
So then Rotherham seemed to get stronger as the game went on towards the end of the first half.
Yeah, they did. I think the experience told, and they got a grip of the referee and they refereed the game and made it swing in their way, which helped them. They got a lot of territory, a lot of field position, and just put a squeeze on the game. We did really well to defend long periods on our try line and not give them any clear-cut opportunities, which again something we asked for in the week, just a never say die attitude, and yeah. We got it.
So yeah, to 12-12, they made the score 12-12 for that down the side, didn't they, with that pushing down that left-hand side there. And then going in at half-time, 12-19 with a...
Yeah, we were not buoyant, but we were upbeat at half-time. We knew a couple of areas we could work on and where we could target, but we were confident that we could go out and get the job done second half.
So then it started the second half really brightly, I thought. You came out really well. Obviously, talking at half-time... tactics, etc., and it seemed to sort of make a difference at the start of the second half.
I think the boys just got in a bit of a rhythm, and we're probably a bit fitter and a bit more agile than Rotherham, maybe a bit younger, but we just got in a rhythm, and when you get in a rhythm and get a bit of momentum with you, and stop giving penalties away, it really helps you, and we look the better side.
So you got a series of three penalty kicks, didn't you, on in succession, really, which enabled them to retake the lead, didn't it, 21-19?
Yeah, we thought once we started to get back, just build our way into the second half rather than just trying to score tries constantly, build in, get our noses in front, and then try and put our foot down and go for the kill, so to speak.
Yeah, and then they came back into it. They took the lead in the 21-25. But then you retook the lead again, 28-26.
Yeah, we did. It was a bit topsy-turvy at that point, a bit end-to-end. To get back in front, Kyle Joseph scored a good try. At that point, it was very much on a knife edge, and it was two good sides going at it, and someone was going to have to win.
And it was Rotherham in the end who won, isn't it? Just pushing him in that last 10 minutes of the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, and with the last play, they kicked a penalty maybe to go back in front. And we were just chasing the game as we had to. And one pass from us went to their hands rather than ours. And if we'd got it, we probably were scoring and celebrating, and they caught it and scored at the other end. And
yeah, it's just the way it was. And then at 28-38, I mean, the scoreline didn't really reflect the game, I thought.
No, it's probably a bit tighter. I think probably on the balance of things, Rotherham were just about deserved winners. Maybe one score in it. We probably deserved a bonus point or two out of it. But a good spectacle in front of plenty of people.
That's right, and of course also all raising money here for Clare House today as well.
Yeah, all big day, looking forward to seeing how much we can raise for a really worthy cause.
So a break now for Easter?
Yes, we've got a week off. A few boys are off on a stag do, a few are off on a golf trip, which should be fun, and come back for a sort of a cup final for us, away game at Wharfdale in a couple of weeks after two disappointing away performances recently.
Okay, so hopefully things will be turned around?
Yes, yeah, always a tough place to go, Wharfdale. They're mid-table at the minute, but it's a notoriously difficult place to go and win. And they get a lot of... We've got a big support, very vocal, very hostile. But an old coach, head coach from here, is head coach up there, so we know how they play. And let's go up there and get the spoils and celebrate it afterwards.
Chester's D Radio Sports with Liverpool FC. Save up to 60% off in the Liverpool FC store Spring Mega Sale. On now in store on Northgate Street, Chester.